Welcome back to Witchcast, guys. My name is Julia. I am the host of this podcast. So today is going to be a very different episode. First off, happy Friday, everyone. It's going to be a gorgeous day. It's getting pretty hot in SoCal right now because it's actually summertime and not just, well, it's always summertime, but still, it's getting a little hot. Today, I'm going to be talking about me. So, you know, I get pretty nervous talking about myself. I don't, you know, who doesn't get nervous, honestly? But for me, my talking about myself, it kind of gets me jumbled. So, you know, if I start off kind of like stumbly and kind of weird and awkward, I'm sorry. That's just because I get nervous. But yeah, so today we're going to talk about who Julia is and what I'm all about, what kind of witch I am, my story, and kind of just how I started getting into witchcraft. So, you know, it all started when I was 8 years old. I had started getting like premonitions, visions. It was kind of hard to explain because, you know, the visions that I had, they weren't like of like the world ending or anything crazy like that. They were more of like just having premonitions about seeing my family, because my family, we were very divided. We didn't really all come together like we do now, but we had a lot of separation from like different aunts and uncles and everything, because I come from a very big family. I have 9 aunts, 1 uncle, 30 immediate cousins, and we're all very close now. But when I was younger, I never really got to see my uncle that often. And, you know, I love him. He was my only blood uncle, and he was like a father figure to me. Still is a father figure to me, actually. So when I got the chance to see him, I would be really excited. And so I would just have like these kind of premonitions of like when I would see him next. And I kind of just like, oh, he's probably going to come next Thursday at 3 o'clock. And he did. He came next Thursday at 3 o'clock. And I did this 9 times. I remember exactly how many times I did it, and it was 9 times. And he came every single time at the right time, exact time that I said he would. And I was kind of like amazed, and I was in awe. Like I just couldn't believe that, you know, I could do stuff like that. Or I didn't know that you know, it wasn't coincidence, you know. And I was kind of just excited, I guess. And then shortly after, I started seeing spirits, entities, whatever you want to call them. I saw them. They saw me. It was very hard for me to understand at a young age what spirits were. My first experience was when I was at my grandma's house. I was playing hide and seek with my cousin, and, you know, I knew exactly where she would be hiding, but I decided to go to my grandma's room. And my grandma's room, it always had like this cold kind of like feel to it. So the door was kind of cracked open. No one was in there that I knew of. And I saw these two little girls sitting on the bed, and they were in black and white, guys. It was wild. So I saw them sitting there. They were just like talking about their day, and they're talking about like what's going on with their life. And then they saw me in the cracks, and like, okay, this is over. She needs to get out of this like whole privacy thing that they were having. And so they kind of just like came at me, and I was like freaking out, and I was like, okay, so I need to leave. And so I like ran away, and I ran to my cousin's room where she was hiding, and I told her about it. And she's like, you're lying. You didn't see anything like that. I'm like, no, I did. Why would I, you know, as a kid, you know, I guess, you know, having stories like that, you would think that they just have a wild imagination. My imagination was definitely incredibly wild, but I couldn't have painted that picture like that. So as time progressed, I started seeing more and more things. I even saw pets. At one point, I actually saw, or what I thought was a demon. I'm very certain it was a demon, because I had to go to a medium or psychic to help kind of detach that from me. So what I saw was this crazy image of this face that I still can see in my dream sometimes. It's really hard to explain. I'd have to draw it out, but regardless, he had this power over me, And it was very detrimental to my health because I was completely depressed all the time. I was very suicidal. I didn't understand what was happening, and I didn't even know that I had a demon attached to me until I did some research on my symptoms, because things were like always happening like really bad. Like, I'd be pushed down the stairs, and, you know, like, I'm clumsy, but I'm not that clumsy. And, you know, something would push me down the stairs, things would fall behind me as I walk, just little things like that. And it got really scary. And then I decided, you know, like an idiot, to get a Ouija board. And, you know, that let more things in, and I didn't know how to use a Ouija board then. And, you know, it was a rough time. So I had to go see a psychic medium, and they're like, "Are you aware that you had all this baggage on you?" And I was like, I knew I had something. I just didn't know what exactly it was and the extent of what it was. So luckily I saw this person, and they legitimately helped me get rid of it. And, you know, till this day, I feel like I have like little remnants of it. But it's not as bad as it was before. And, yeah, so that's when I first started kind of getting into, you know, witchcraft, demonology, spirits, the works. I actually, when I was growing up, my parents would always take me to like a bookstore like Borders or like Barnes and Noble, and I would go directly to the spirituality section, and I would read as much as I could on things that were like witchcraft related. So that's how I got started, and, you know, I never looked back. And it wasn't until I was 18 when I first got my deck of tarot cards. And at that time, I didn't fully understand what tarot was. I just thought it was some cool magic trick that you can pull out and be like, "Oh, look what I got. I got the Lovers," you know? And it was stuff like that. And, you know, I thought it would be a cool magic trick to play in high school. And, you know, I kind of just like played with it a while, and, you know, I did different spreads, and I really relied on the books that I had that gave the definitions. And, you know, I started taking it kind of seriously. And it wasn't until I was in my mid-20s. I'm 29 now. Today is my birthday. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, so I got really serious in my early 20s, and I kind of just really got into it. I decided to just research, do a lot of research, like a lot of research. And I decided to kind of understand what the world of tarot meant and what it meant to me. Because, you know, now at the age that I am obsessed with tarot cards. I have six decks. Three of them are Oracle, three of them are just traditional tarot. I'll get into what decks are later in another episode, or I'll touch bases on what it is in this one, but I consider myself partly as a divination witch. I don't know all the different divination terms or what they actually consist of, but for the most part, I'm focusing on tarot and Oracle decks for right now, because that's what I'm comfortable with and that's what I kind of know. Because I've been working with tarot for about 10 years, but, you know, wasn't serious until I was like maybe 25. So that was five years ago. And, you know, I wouldn't say that I know every single card just by looking at it and can tell you the definition right away. That would be like me saying I'm a baller, and I'm not that baller yet. I'm close. I can definitely kind of give you like an understanding. Usually with tarot card readings, I can kind of just pick up on the word of what it's coming at me as. So like, let's say I got the Chariot the other day, and I was like, okay, so it's a major arcana card. What's it telling you? And it was telling me like just straight up inspiration. You're achieving something that is definitely more, you're graduating towards something. And, you know, I stuff like that is what I usually get. It's kind of weird because whenever I do tarot card readings, I start getting a lot of different audio messages from the spiritual realm, whatever you want to call it. I get a lot of different voices in my head that are telling me different things. They'll always be like sending me like either a number, a word, a phrase. The most common thing is they always tell me names. And I always get, like, different names, and I'm always like, who are these people? Like, what do they mean to me, you know? And especially when I'm reading for friends, I kind of, the names come in, I always have to ask. I'm like, do you know this name, or do you know this person? And they'll be like, I don't know who that is. Or sometimes they'll be like, yes, I know exactly who that is. And what are they trying to tell you? And, you know, like, I'd say maybe three out of six times it's accurate, you know. It's half and half, so I guess, you know, like 5 out of 10. But it's a pretty interesting thing, because I don't understand that aspect of me. You know, I never really understood exactly what those voices in my head meant. I always thought that I was crazy. And, you know, that I was, you know, obviously hearing things isn't a good thing. When you grow up, you think, you know, if you hear things, it's bad. Like, you know, imaginary friends, those are bad. So I had to do a lot of research, and I do have a mental illness, and I'll get into mental health and magic on another episode. And, you know, we'll get touched base on that. But I do have a mental illness. I battle with it every single day, because I am unclear of what is real to me sometimes, whether it's my spirituality or it's my illness. So I battle both of them pretty intensely every single day. And, you know, sometimes I'm always like, who's the winner? Is it my illness or is it my spirituality today? And right now I'm trying to make them coexist with each other so that way they can be best friends. Because I don't know what the answer is, obviously, or else I would be okay. But I definitely want it to be, I want there to be a middle ground. So that's what I'm working on. And, you know, that's just a little bit about my history and, like, who I am and what I'm about. Witch-wise, I'm very eclectic. I have all sorts of different kinds of facets from the labels, quote unquote, that there are out there. So that's just a little bit about me, just a taste of who Julia is. This is actually a test recording on some equipment that my husband has. Bless him, he's so amazing. I love Harrison. That's my husband's name, and you'll hear a lot about him because he was my savior. He is my savior, so I'm very blessed to have him in my life. So yeah, thanks for listening to this episode, guys, and I'll see you in the next one.